History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the Friday edition of Hancock and Kelly.
You two belong together.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Good morning and happy Friday, John Hancock.
Happy birthday,
Michael
Kelly's birthday today.
It is. So today is 6
yeah.
2 6 2 6. 6 26 26.
Very nice.
What is that?
That's a palindrome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my birthday today.
Well, very nice.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm going to do for my birthday?
What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to fly to Washington, D.C., and I'm going to go swimming in the reflecting pool at the...
They're going
to
arrest you.
Really?
Yep.
What, me and Forrest Gump and Jenny?
You would be the prime suspect of tearing up the paint.
So do you remember when the president was making a big deal? I got this guy. We're doing it cheap, and... We're going to paint an American flag blue. You won't even be able to cut this stuff.
$1 million.
He had a poster board, John, where he had a picture of the Eiffel Tower and the World Trade Center, and he showed this is bigger than those. And then he drove his car down the middle of it.
Yeah,
and it was going to be indestructible and all this other nonsense. And all this was made up by him, right? Like he made this whole reflecting pool an issue. Which makes no sense to me.
Well, it's been
real issues.
It's been an issue, yeah. But the algae problem is not new, and it had been an issue for a while. But
you get my larger point, right? With like everything going on in the world, and he was the one who put a spotlight on this. Otherwise, this would have been another $20 million rehabilitation project that nobody would have known about, etc. He made it a deal, and now here we sit. Right? And he's saying this is a liberal conspiracy against him. Did he forget the 2 weeks previous that he made such a big deal about this?
Yeah, I think the desire here was to beautify Washington, D.C. for the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. But this one didn't work out so well.
On your birthday, you spent a little bit of time on Facebook because all your friends will get on there and send you some messages, etc. You know what I notice about Facebook? Huh. You know, I don't live and breathe being a Democrat 24/7. I am one, but I have friends that are Republicans. Look at you.
Right.
And, other friends. And it just occurred to me about 2.5 years ago, we were inundated with these people running around with their red hats, right?
Right.
Everybody's going to make America great, and Joe Biden gave all this money to Iran, and girls were in MAGA bikinis, and guys were wearing MAGA What happened to all those people? I don't see no red hats anymore. I don't see any of that stuff. What's going on?
Well, Donald Trump's constituency has always been kind of multifaceted. So you had historic, Republicans that identify with the Republican Party that voted for Trump. Then you had disaffected nonpartisan people who voted for Trump. And then you had folks for whom Donald Trump represented, the greatest thing about America. Right. We're down to that group now that's supporting him.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's not 40% of the, we may have thought that his core base was in the, mid 40s, because that's where his approval rating hovered through the first term and much of the first year of the second term. But his actual true believing base is more like 34% or, a third of the population. And that's kind of where things are now.
Did you see this thing yesterday? They were supposed to have a bipartisan signing of a housing bill up in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
The Republicans, particularly Speaker Johnson and Speaker Thune, Senator Thune, the leader, were excited about this because it showed the Republican Party leading, delivering, making bipartisan compromise.
Josh Hawley, big supporter of this thing.
And the president was going to sign this thing, and he torpedoed it. It not like torpedoed it 24 hours before it was going to happen.
The day
like
of.
Like an hour before he was supposed to show up on Capitol Hill. He says, I'm not going to sign this. He leaves all these guys standing there with their, you know, I don't know, hanging out. Yeah. And you know, it really, long term, John, this was an issue the Republicans, particularly those that are in some suburban closed districts, were going to be able to say, hey, look, we're making a difference when prices are going up. We're delivering on the MAGA promises. Does Donald Trump just, he doesn't care about the party, does he? He doesn't care.
No, and I also think, in a real sense, he doesn't really care about the midterms.
Yeah.
And which is, you know, puzzling to me, but I've come to believe he really doesn't care that much about what's going to happen in the midterms, which I think are going to be a bloodbath.
And it's really kind of unbelievable, right? Because the Democratic Party has no North Star. It's got Chuck Schumer out there that, you know, Democrats are openly spewing bad thoughts about. Hakeem Jeffries, who kind of looks like, you know, a grade schooler. He doesn't necessarily have the gravitas and the control of his party that Nancy Pelosi does.
Yeah, and both of them from Brooklyn, both of them endorse candidates in the primaries, and both of them, their candidates were defeated by folks that were endorsed by Mondami.
Yeah, so you have a Democratic Party that usually when things are bad for the other side, the party that's, you know, behind, think back to Newt Gingrich.
Yeah.
You know, they're leading a revolution, man. They are marching their troops.
Contract with America.
That is not the case with the Democratic Party. This is a Democratic Party who doesn't really know what it stands for. Like you said, they're allowing right now the Democrats to be portrayed by what's happening in New York City.
Right.
And I think we can all agree that New York City is the furthest thing from, you know, a sample of what America looks like.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, in maybe we got to take a step aside here, but I think there's a real soul searching going on within the Democratic Party right now that's very unsettled, and it may extend far beyond New York City.
Let's talk about that when we come back after this on KMOX.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
So, John, how about that? You have a Democratic Party that's probably poised to have one of the better midterm elections that it could possibly have, and it's soulless, it's headless, it's leaderless, and is kind of floundering in terms of finding a message and a direction to march.
Yeah, and, you know, not dissimilar from, if you'll remember, the midterms during Obama. 2010 and 2014 were both phenomenally successful for the Republicans.
Right.
Based almost exclusively on Obama's unpopularity at those times. This is precisely that kind of midterm for the Democrats, based on Trump's unpopularity. And coming out of the Democrat midterms of the 2010s, the Republicans were leaderless. And we ended up with a 17-way primary in 2016, no clear front runner, no clear party leader. And out of that process, we get Donald Trump.
Right.
And I'm wondering if your party is not in the precisely same position right now, and who knows what you're going to get out of the presidential primary in 2028.
Right. So this, I guess what you're saying is that could the MAGA like on the left wind up hijacking, taking control of the Democratic Party? And a lot of people are talking Mondami with this socialist stuff, which I I have a hard time listening to the pundits say, oh, well, this is what the Democratic Party looks like. No, this is New York City. I mean, New York City is a unique place in our country in the way that L.A. is unique. I don't think it's representative of what Chicago, St. Louis, Philadelphia, Atlanta look like. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. These urban areas, people lean left, but I don't know that they're socialist left.
Well, we're going to find out. And I hope you're right, you know, because I think socialism is a disaster. But
we have socialism a lot in our lives, right? Social Security is a socialism program. Medicare is a socialist program. Medicaid is a socialist program. So aren't we kind of all living in a socialist society to a certain extent? Maybe not what they see in Europe.
Well, yeah. But what you don't have in America is the government taking over private industry, you know. And so there is a still very strong free market that exists in this country. And free markets work, you know, and they work so well that China, a communist country, has injected free market principles into their economy. And it allowed, up until recently, it allowed that economy to explode. And free market capitalism, it works, and it works because it understands human nature and it creates wealth.
Now is the time that folks are out testing the waters, trying to see what if they've got a chance to run for president. As you look at what the Democratic Party is up to, and I know you're not in the business of thinking about Democrats, but you see everything we see, which is, you know, you got your Gavin Newsoms and J.B. Pritzker, who are, you know, governors from big Democratic states.
Yep.
You've got more of a Bill Clinton style coming out of
Kentucky
with Andy Beshears. You've got more of establishment Democrats and a Rahm Emanuel coming out of Chicago, but who's kind of spent his life inside of government,
right?
Maybe like a Leon Panetta, if you will.
And then you got moderates like Shapiro in Pennsylvania.
Right. And then you've got the unknowns, right? You got Bernie, who always seems to have an impact inside the Democratic Party. You've got AOC, who may be, I can't believe I'm going to say this, the most popular Democrat in the country right now, when you've got a bunch of weak ones out there. Where do you see this party going from? Or are you? I personally don't believe the name of what the nominee of the Democratic Party is a household name yet. I still think it's yet to emerge, a lot like Bill Clinton did in 1991. What do you see?
Yeah, I think I would predict that you're going to nominate one of these Democratic socialists.
Yeah,
it could be Mondami. It could be AOC. For the better of the country, I would hope they would nominate somebody like a Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania, who's a moderate and, you know, not a whack job, liberal. But, you know, but I don't think that profile of a candidate can prevail in the caucuses and primaries that you all are going to, you know, endure.
Yeah, well,
in 28.
It's similar to, they could be hijacked, just like we saw what happened with MAGA. Which leads me to the question, I guess it's a two-horse race on the Republican side to replace Donald Trump, Marco Rubio, J.D. Vance. Is that how you see it right now?
I wouldn't be shocked if somebody like a Josh Hawley got into the presidential race in 28. It's not going to be a two-person field, and, you know, but it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. Well, there's a chance, and not a zero chance. There's more than a 0% chance that J.D. Vance will be the incumbent president,
right,
going into 2028.
Yeah, if something were to happen to
right.
President Trump's health, or maybe even they organize something where he steps aside and moves on,
yeah,
gives himself a pardon. Well, he likes to give pardons out, doesn't he?
A lot of pardons,
especially
out there
to his family.
Yeah.
Hey, as we reflect on Missouri, I read an article this week that Mike Kehoe, our governor, indicated that he intends to run for re-election.
Yep.
We haven't even gotten through 2 years. I've seen his approval ratings. It's not great. He's having to deal with the same thing a lot of Republicans are dealing with, a lot of what's happening in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
How do you see that? Is this smart for Mike Kehoe to be saying now, hey, I'm running again, and who would even be a threat to him?
I don't think anyone. You know, there's speculation that Bill Igel, who's running for county executive in St. Charles, who ran for governor last time, and lost would run. But he has said recently that he has no intention of running for governor in 2028. So, yeah, Mike Kehoe will be the Republican nominee, and I think he'll be reelected.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. Hey, I'm watching these Cardinal games, man. They're so exciting. They're so fun. I've watched more Cardinal games. I've been to more Cardinal games this year than I went to all last year, and I'm a season ticket holder. It is depressing, though, to see a team performing as well as it is and not getting the support of fans. What's going on? Is this the economy? Is this people afraid to go downtown?
Well, I mean, it's come back some. I mean, it certainly has come back some. So I think you will see more fans in the stands going forward. It's Chris and Amy coming up next right here on KMOX.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.